It was just weeks ago that headlines worldwide trumpeted that Rio de Janeiro had been awarded the 2016 Olympics. Then, last weekend, the headlines from Rio, a deadly outburst of violence. Warring drug gangs left 24 people dead, including 3 police officers. As NPR's Juan Ferreira reports from Rio, there are concerns about the city's ability to control violence that plagues the slums and sometimes spills into the tourism districts.
Miriam Silva Damaseo grinds sugarcane for the sweet juice she sells on a street leading up into the favela or slum called Mojo de Macacos. She says things have calmed down since the weekend when this favela became a war zone. She says she can't dwell on the gunfight, though. She has to work to feed 5 children. It's a normal response to the violence that's long marked life in hundreds of favelas, the crowded hillside communities that are home to more than 2 million people. But even the beleaguered slum dwellers were surprised by the mayhem that struck here on Saturday. A turf battle ignited between drug trafficking gangs. One by one, young men began dropping dead. Then, when a police helicopter zeroed in, the gunmen started shooting into the sky. The helicopter crash-landed and burst into flames. 3 policemen died. The violence has been a staple on Brazilian channels all week, a reminder of how ineffective the police have been until now. José Mariano Beltrame, Rio's Secretary of Public Security, told NPR that police tactics have changed in recent months.
In the past, the police would go, they would fight the traffickers, and they'd leave.
Beltrame said the strategy now is to clear out drug gangs with heavily armed, militarized police, and then establish a permanent presence using new community policing units. Those cops on patrol are supposed to develop links with residents. Beltrame said officials hope that will break the drug gang's hold.
At this level, the police come to know the people in the community, know what is going on, and are able to identify any sort of strange movement that might be happening and shut it down immediately.
But forging ties won't be easy. Authorities here admit that many policemen are corrupt and brutal. There are even violent militias made up of off-duty policemen and firemen that compete with drug gangs for control. Barbara Olivi lives in the vast Rocinha favela, the city's largest with 150,000 people. She spoke of heavy-handed police tactics and the ever-present helicopters.
The other day, they arrived here at 6 o'clock in the morning. I opened the window and I saw an helicopter facing me. If I opened the window and then suddenly I make a movement, they may shoot at me. So, you know, very slowly I put my hand. Hi.
She speaks inside the cramped offices of an organization that tries to get young people off the streets. Just outside, a maze of narrow passageways leads past tiny cinder block homes, the sky above a tangle of jerry-rigged electrical wiring. Businesses are crammed into tiny storefronts. And motorcycle taxis zip passengers deep into the favela. In a way, there's a semblance of normalcy. But the presence of young men with assault rifles, a common sight in the network of alleyways, is a sign of the ever-present danger. Some of those familiar with the favelas, in fact, have no illusions. Annie Hazemans helps run a school for poor children.
The violence you were seeing on TV, and which happened last weekend, you have almost every day. If not in this favela, you have it in another favela.
She worries about just how common it has all become, and there's no end in sight. Just yesterday, police killed 3 more suspected gang members in the hunt for those who shot down the helicopter. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.